Protests against the Supreme Court's rulings last week on abortion and guns reverberated at last night's BET Awards, which celebrate Black excellence in music, culture, and sports. In her opening monologue, host Taraji P. Henson called it a sad day in America.
A weapon that can take lives has more power than a woman who can give life if she chooses to.
To talk about last night's BET Awards, we're joined by music journalist Danielle Smith. Danielle, welcome back to Here and Now.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here.
So we heard Taraji P. Henson there. Her monologue came right after the opening performer Lizzo said she would donate $1 million to Planned Parenthood. How else did the performers and the presenters react to Friday's decision by the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade?
I think overall, most of the performers, and I would dare say most of the people in the audience, were very saddened and upset. And if anything, it was a removal of the shadow of that decision by the Supreme Court, all of the celebration and happiness and great music and creativity that was happening at the 2022 BET Awards.
Well, speaking of celebration and a salute to creativity, I want to talk about one of the big awards. Sean Diddy Combs got the Lifetime Achievement Award last night, and he ended his acceptance speech with an announcement of his own. Let's take a listen.
Hey, and hold up. Before I leave, I want to donate $1 million to Howard University. And also, I'm going to drop another $1 million on Deion Sanders and Jackson State because we should play for us.
So what's the significance of Diddy winning this Lifetime Achievement Award? And what did you make of those big contributions to historically Black colleges?
I still like to call him Puffy because I'm from the era when we all called him Sean Puffy Combs. But it's so wonderful to hear Diddy so happy and being so celebrated for all the work that he's put into hip-hop culture and to pop culture. And Combs is a product of the HBCU world. He attended Howard. He left early to move to New York to start Bad Boy Records, to work for Uptown Records first. And he curated his own tribute, which speaks to Puffy's personality. Everything must pretty much be under his control. He had Mary J. Blige. He had Jodeci. He had the rapper Shine. He had the Lox. He had Lil' Kim. They did their great song, one of the best hip-hop songs ever, All About the Benjamins. It was just a great night. He even did a salute with the huge hit, I'll Be Missing You, which was created as a memorial to the Notorious B.I.G. when he was killed. But he switched it to a memorial for the mother of three of his children, Kim Porter, who died in 2019. And it was just a real moment of feeling sad for a moment, but also just happy that they were so beautifully memorialized.
Right. So big moment from last night. Let's talk about some others and some of the other big winners. The duo Silk Sonic took home Best Group, Video of the Year, and Album of the Year, adding to their haul from the Grammys. Who were the other big winners last night?
Oh, I mean, there were so many big winners last night. Megan Thee Stallion, The Weeknd, Zendaya, just so many, Jasmine Sullivan, Kendrick Lamar, just a big, big night for Black music and for pop music.
What else stood out to you from last night?
The fashion, honestly. Everything from the sunglasses to the jewelry. You know, some people wore masks, some people didn't, but it was just beautiful to see the energy of live music and live performance, and just BET Awards is really one of the premier award shows in the world right now. And for it to be back just sets the tone for everything else.
That's nice. I like the idea of post-pandemic, or maybe mid, whatever, wherever we are in this pandemic.
Wherever.
But fashion. No more sweatpants, anyway.
No more, yes. Out of the yoga pants. Love yoga, but not for the red carpet.
All right. Well, that's Danielle Smith talking about last night's BET Awards. Danielle's most recent book is Shine Bright, A Very Personal History of Black Women in Pop. Danielle, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
And we'll go out on one of Danielle's highlights, Lotto performing Big Energy with surprise guest Mariah Carey last night.